A mind for science, but a heart for God.
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the free booklet, Why Is There Death and Suffering? Well, Ken, you know that many skeptics still rely on that old lie that says no real scientist believes in creation. But can you tell us about some scientists who actually accept creation?
One who immediately comes to mind is Dr. Jonathan Safady. He not only fits the description of a real scientist, but he exceeds it. Jono, as he's known by his friends, has worked full-time for Answers in Genesis since 1996. Having a PhD in physical chemistry has allowed him to see through the flaws in chemical evolution, the idea that non-living chemicals evolved into living cells without the help of an intelligent being. In his university days, the head of organic chemistry gave 3 lectures defending chemical evolution. He then invited Jonathan to give a lecture on loopholes in the models. Afterwards, the professor admitted to the class, "If a vote were taken, I'd surely come off worse." Why do evolutionists say that creation scientists aren't real scientists who do real research? You know, perhaps it's because they don't realize there are at least 10,000 scientists in America alone who believe in 6-day recent creation. And of course, there are many other such creation scientists around the world.
Perhaps the most asked question we receive at the Answers Ministry is, why God allows so much death and suffering in this world? It's a question Ken doesn't shy away from. He answers it on our website, answersradio.com.